I'm just curious, what was your impression from the Chizayon in Kfar Etzion? You guys can go to the sound light show. Sound light show. Right. It's like that's what they call it, but it's a presentation there. What was your impression? It's one of the things. I found it very, very moving. They used to show it to the guys in the beginning of the year. I don't know if you would have appreciated it the same way. You probably connect a little bit differently. The presentation in Kfar Etzion, the movie and seeing the bunker. Okay. Okay. So the topic that we're going to discuss today is the recitation of Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim. Historically, it evokes very strong responses by people, both for and against. I don't know if you ever witnessed people really go at it on this topic, but it's typically a topic that people get very strong and emotional about. I think that to some degree it's a mistake to sort of assume that people who say Hallel, you know, they're the only Zionists, and people who don't are not. I think that's unfair. There are obviously halachic considerations which we're going to talk about, but it's also true that sometimes Hashkafa does get involved, and Hashkafa can be a major part of this discussion. I remember once I was returning to Eretz Yisrael from a trip in the States, and I was sitting next to a Satmar Chosid, and he started talking to me, and it emerged that he understood I was a Rebbe in Yeshiva Har Etzion, a Yadati Lumi Yeshiva, and he immediately started to get into Satmar Hashkafa and wanted to discuss Hashkafa with me. So I said, before we do that, let's learn Torah, let's talk Torah. And so we talked in Torah first, and I said, okay, now we can talk about Hashkafa afterwards. And so he said to me, you know, he never knew that people from the Dati Lumi community, you know, knew any Torah, they knew how to learn. And he said, now he feels that he can ask me, you know, what do I think about the Gemara Ksuvos, about the Gimel Shvuos. And I'm sure you're familiar with this, that the Bnei Yisrael basically took an oath that they were going to come back and reconquer Israel, etc., without God taking them in. There's a lot of other details about this, we're not going to get into it, but he said, don't you know that you might be a traitor to God? And so I said to him, you know, I did really think about it. I'm not just doing this. I really do believe in it. And I went into describe all the responses that are very, very substantive and I think extremely persuasive against using and harnessing the Gimel Shvuos. And after I explained why, I said to him, I said, you know that since 1948, thank God, Medinas Yisrael has flourished, and it seems pretty clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ritzono and Yado Kaviyachol are advocating and promoting Medinas Yisrael, and that is the Ratzon of Hashem. And I said, you know, it could very well be that after 2,000 years of Korban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, Kaviyachol, is extending his hand to us in a shutfus, in a partnership to rebuild the Am in Eretz Yisrael, and in this moment of unbelievable opportunity, you are turning your back on God. So like he went white. I didn't yell at him at all. I was just explaining to him what I thought. And I don't think he ever dawned on him the possibility that he was the one that was maybe at fault. So anyway, it's a hot topic. People get very hot under the collar and very emotional about it. So what I think the right thing to do, just methodologically, is first just discuss more from a cold analytical standpoint, what is the Machayev of Hallel? What's the story with Hallel? And then we can talk about applying it to Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim. So obviously we don't have a tremendous amount of time, But we'll try to do some of the basic Rashi Prakim in this topic. Basically, the beginning of the topic is the Mishnah in Tanis, Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph. The Mishnah discusses the special Ma'amad services that would take place in the Beis HaMikdash for the Karban Tamid. And the Gemara and the Mishnah then writes, Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Hallel Ein Ma'amad B'Shachris. They don't have the Ma'amad services when there was a day of Hallel. So the Gemara in Tanis, Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, then asks, well, why not, what about Hallel and Rosh Chodesh? How come we don't say that Hallel of Rosh Chodesh suspends the Ma'amid services? We know we just got through saying that whenever there's a Yom of Hallel, we don't do the Ma'amid services, but on Rosh Chodesh, when we do say Hallel, the Ma'amid services still go on. Why? Why isn't the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh do anything? So the Gemara answers, Halila debreish yarcha lav doraisa. Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is different. That's not doraisa. Only Hallel of doraisa suspends the Ma'amid services, but not Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, because it's only the Rabbanan. And then the Gemara goes on to prove, how do I know? The Gemara says, how do I know that Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is not doraisa? How do I know this? So the Gemara quotes a list of 18 days where we say Hallel Shalem. And on this list, you see that Rosh Chodesh does not appear. The Hallel of Rosh Chodesh does not appear on this list of 18 days. Obviously, you see that the Gemara is assuming that when it gives us this list of 18 days of that we say Hallel Shalem, that list is a list of Hallel Doraisa. Okay? And since Rosh Chodesh doesn't appear on that list, clearly, Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa. So what's on the list? So the list goes like this. It's talking about in Eretz Yisrael, okay? Because obviously in Chutzaretz is an added day, so there are more days. So the list in Tanis for Eretz Yisrael is as follows. It's Tanis Chav Ches Amud Beis. Shmona Asar Yom Bashana. There are 18 days during the year. Yochid, an individual. It's interesting, it says a Yochid. Not a tzibur. It says Yochid. So the 18 days during the year that a Yochid, Gomer Bahenes Halal, an individual will say Halal Shalim. The phrase Gomer Bahenes Halal is a catchphrase for Halal Shalim. So the 18 days that an individual will say Halal Shalim. The Elohim. Shmona Simei Chanukah, the 8 days of Sukkis. Shmona Simei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah. Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach. Yom Tov Shal Atzeres, right? And Shavuos. Obviously, which is the really weird day? Chanukah is the weird list, because Chanukah is a moed, is a din derabanan, right? So why is Hallel on Chanukah on the list? That's what I would. That's at least the initial assumption that one would ask.
Wouldn't you also wonder whether it's not the Hallel of the
second
day of Pesach?
Because
it's not
the Dindarith
and
it's not
the
Hallel.
Why?
Well, there's no Hallel Shalem from after the first day of Pesach.
Right, wouldn't that be another seemingly.
You're asking why isn't that not on the list?
No, that would be another.
Right, okay. I mean, basically, the two reasons brought down by Chazal. One is that. That on Shvi Shal Pesach, where Masiyada Tava Bayam, so we don't say Halal Shalom in a day that our enemies were destroyed. We don't do that. So since we don't do it then, so it can't be that Chol HaMoed will be greater than Shvi Shal Pesach. So also we downgrade Chol HaMoed. That's one answer. The second answer is that Halal Shalom is a is a function of new karbanos. So on Sukkot, every new day they brought new karbanos and they changed the amount. But on Pesach it was always the same. But in any event, there are 18 on this list, and basically Rosh Chodesh is not Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is not found on this list. So what do we see? The most important point here is that it seems that the Gemara is telling us that these 18 days of Hallel are Hallel Doraisa. That's what it. That's really what it sounds like. But the problem is that there are other sources in Chazal that seem to indicate that Hallel is not Doraisa. For example, if you take a look at the Gemara Brachos and Daf Yudal Raman Aleph, which you guys probably saw recently, it's Gemara Brachos Yudal Raman Aleph,
And it says, Tana debe Rabbi Chiya, Bahalel Megillah Maoshi Yafsik. What's the din with regard to Halel and Megillah in terms of being mafsik in the middle? Someone speaks to you in the middle, can you interrupt? So Amrinon Kavachome, Kriyashma Daraisa Posek, if Kriyashma, which is Daraisa, your Posek, Halel Drabonon, me boy. So Halel, which is merely Drabonon, of course you should be able to be Posek. O Dilma Persuminisa Adif. Or no, do you say Persuminisa is even more important? So, but the, so there you see that the Gemara says explicitly that Halel is only drabonim. So that seems to not be. So it seems it's machlokas asugis. Yeah. Okay, maybe. I mean, okay, but I'm just saying. On the surface, it sounds like it looks like a machlokas asugis, but it's a, at least a problem. You want to give an answer, right? That's what you're for. Yeah. Okay, but I'm just laying out that at first that. Superficially, it seems like an issue. Furthermore, there's a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that basically says that Halel is Takana, goes to the different people. Who is Matakein? It says, Tanu Rabbanan Halel Zeh Mi Omru. Who is Matakein Halel? So it talks about, it says Moshe of Yisrael, and then it says Yeshua of Yisrael, Dvar Barak, Chizkiyah, and then. And then finally, the Gemara says you have to go into various people. Mordechai Esther. Finally, it says v'chachamim omrim. The chachamim say who is matakin? Neviim shebeinayim tiknu lahem Yisrael. Shiu omrim oso akol perik v'perik v'akol tzor v'tzora shelo tovar lehem the Yisrael. Ulekishinig alin omrim oso al geulason. Basically, the Gemara says in Pesachim that the chachamim, that the neviim were matakin a halel at every perek v'perek and every tzara v'tzara shelo tovo. In other words, there's a machlokas rishonim what that means. Some rishonim say that it refers to the regalim and to the moadim, and others say it only refers to the moadim. But anyway, there. But on, again, on the surface, it seems at least to be a problem that it's saying halel is a takanas neviim. So what's the difference between a takanas neviim and let's say just a regular din derabanan? What advantage does a takanas neviim have? What might it be called? Kabbalah. Right, divrei kabbalah. Okay, not kabbalistic ideas, but divrei kabbalah is a stature and a status of halacha that falls somewhere between dini deraisa and dini derabanan. Dini deraisa were obviously safek derabanan and lechumra. Actually, Safik Daraisa Lechumra. Dini Darabanan, we say Safik Darabanan Lechumra. Lekula. But Divrei Kabbalah, there's the Shaila. Do we say Divrei Kabbalah like Dini Darabanan, or do we say Divrei Kabbalah are like Dini Daraisa? So usually we say Safik Divrei Kabbalah Lechumra. But that's a whole other sugya. But just to lay this out, in sum, we basically see three different sources in Chazal about halal. Some say that halal is daraisa, some say that halal is on the other end, is drabanan, and there's another source, a third source, in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin, that seems to indicate that halal is in the middle, that it's divrei kabbalah, it's takonas neviim. Now, aside from this problem, that there seems to be a stero, we want to call it machlokes hasugyos, moreover, how did Chanukah make it onto the list of 18 that I mentioned to you in Tanis? Daf Chalches on the base. How could that be? That list was purporting to give us a list of Halel Shalem in our Torah. But Chanukah is only Dirabonon. What is Halel Shalem of Chanukah doing on that list? So one answer could be that the whole assumption of the question was that Halel is a function of the Kedushas Hayom. And since the Kedushas Hayom of Chanukah is only, can only talk about it in Dirabonon, so Halel can't be better than that. But of course, one could argue that that maybe Halel is not a function of the festival, but it's a function of something else. It could be the function of a miracle, okay, which we'll talk about a little bit more. But basically, if you look at the Gemara in Arachin, on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Gemara in Arachin talks about different mechayvim for Halel. Like, what's the mechayv of Halel? So the Gemara in Arachin basically says in Yud Amud Beis that there are two tracks. One track is any day that meets the following requirements. It's a moed, it has karbonos, it has iser malacha. That day, you say Hallel. Okay? So that, in other words, Kedushas Hayom. The Kedushas Hayom has to be such a level that it's a moed, it has karbonos, and has iser malacha. So again, that's one mechayev. The second is if there's a miracle. That's how the Gemara explains in Archin that on Chanukah we say Hallel, because Chanukah is not a moed and it's not a malacha and you don't have karbonos and yet we say Hallel. The Gemara in Archin Daf Yud Amud Beis says the reason is because Mishum Nisa. So the Gemara then there in Archin asks the obvious question: if you say Hallel on Chanukah because of the miracle, so when else should you say Hallel? Purim, exactly. What about Purim? Purim also there was a miracle. So the Gemara then gives. The Gemara doesn't reject the assumption of the question. The Gemara seems to say enachinami, except there are numerous reasons, secondary reasons to say no Hallel on Purim. Either A, really there is Hallel, it's through the Megillah, or because it happened in Chutz Laretz, or because really we're still under the thumb of Achashverosh. We haven't achieved total chiyus, but in Achinami, where there would be a total chiyus, a total salvation, and even though what type of miracle are they talking about on Purim? In Eis Nistar, you would say Hallel. Okay, that seems to be the assumption. So one answer to the question might be that the reason why Hallel made it on the list of 18. Even though the reason why Hallel and Chanukah made it on the list of 18, even though Chanukah is not the rice, it doesn't make a difference. The mechayev for Hallel isn't the day; it's rather what occurred. And since there's a miracle that occurred, so therefore a miracle of salvation, or perhaps a miracle of Nes Pachshemi, but a miracle, then we do say that Hallel is the rice. So that's one possible answer. The second possible answer is. Then in Achinami, it may be a function of the day itself, but it could be that Hallel while the Rabbanan is Kein Daraisa Tikkun. That you find in some Mishnah referring to Hallel as Kein Daraisa or Kid Daraisa Dummy. So sometimes you have that even though it's not actually Daraisa, but it's like Daraisa.
The Hallel mentioned in all these sources, they're all referring to the exact same tefillah, or is there a different conceptualization of what Hallel actually is?
It seems that they're referring to the standard Hallel that we're talking about, yeah.
According to that second answer, Rosh Chodesh is not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Hallel Shalom?
Because, right, they were not Metakin at Kein Daraisa.
According to the Bitzel, why doesn't Yom Kippur require Hallel if it's a Moed Karbon of Genesis?
The Gemara asked that in Archon Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara asked, why not Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim? So the Gemara says that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Malachim asked Hashem, why don't they say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim? So Kodesh Baruch Hu responds, he says, on these days of Yom Adin, where Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim, Suchim Lefanai, Yisrael Amrim Shira, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, how could it be that the books of life and death are open, they're going to say Shira? It's inappropriate. That's but you're right. You know, that was your question was the exact question that Malachim asked God. Okay. Now. We already laid out there are three possibilities with regard to Hallel. Either Hallel is Daraisa, Hallel is Darabonon, or Hallel is Midirei Kabbalah. And then we talked about Chanukah, that Chanukah was included on this list of Daraisa. And we said maybe it seems because of the Nes. And we mentioned that Purim should also be listed with Hallel, but we gave answers for that. So the question is, how could it be that something that's just because there was a miracle, we should say Hallel? What's the mechanics of that? The Gemara in Archin asserted that, But is there some type of mechanics that needs to that can explain why, when there's a miracle, we would say hallel? Okay, is there something in the middle that will explain how we get to that point? So the answer to this question is found in the Gemara Megillah Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph. There's a brisa there, and the Gemara says Megillah Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph. The brisa says as follows: Tana Rabbanan, Arba'im Ushmona Neviim. There were 48 Neviim, Veshevan Neviyos, and there were 7 women prophets. Nisnavu Lahem Nisrael. They prophesied in Israel. They never added or took away from the Torah, but the one thing that they did innovate was Mikra Megillah. My Darsh. How did they do that? How did they justify adding on Mikra Megillah? Where did they get that from? So the Gemara enters into an amazing Kal Vachomer. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Shuman Karcha, Umame Avdus Lecherus, just like from slavery to freedom, obviously, Pesach, right? Amrinon Shira. Then Israel said Shira. What does Shira mean? So Rashi says, what Shira, what do you think Shira meant? Azor Shir. That's the Pasha. As they were saved, they said Azor Shir. Not everyone agrees. Some, like the Turi Evan, says it means Hallel. The Chassam Sofer says it means Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. But whatever it is, there's some type of Shira had to be stated for simply being saved from servitude. So the Gemara says, "Mimisa v'chayim l'kol shekain." If your very life is saved, shouldn't it be so much more true that you should say Shira? But what, in this case, what was the Shira? Mikra Megillah. Because the Gemara asks, "How do we know that we're allowed to legislate Mikra Megillah?" Well, just like Bnei Yisrael said Shira when they were saved from servitude from Avdus, so too l'kol shekain, we should be saying Shira, Mikra Megillah, by being saved by our very lives. So of course, what question should we ask? Mikra Megillah? Only Mikra Megillah? What else? Huh? Hallel? What about a Hallel? So the Gemara says, Ihachi Hallel Nami Nema. So, I mean, just Mikra Megillah. Let's say Hallel too. I'm for it. So the Gemara says, the fish ain't omrim halal aneshi b'chutzlaretz, and it gives all the other answers and solutions that I mentioned before. It was chutzlaretz, akashveresh. Maybe we do say halal through mikra megillah. Okay, but basically the Gemara concedes the point that in principle, even for from a nes of salvation where your life is saved, in principle halal, even for a nes nistar, should be recited. So it seems the mechanism is salvation. Okay, salvation, that our lives were saved. Now, based on that, do you think that Mikra Megillah is Daraisa or Darabana? What would you think when you read that Gemara? Darabana? Yisrael, right, it's mentioned the Torah. Bnei Yisrael said, "Az Yashir." Right? It seems like it's a Torah context. And then we say, if Bnei Yisrael said Shira when being saved from servitude, so Kal Vachomer we should say when our lives are saved. Would you say that's only Din Darabanan or Din Daraisa?
It has to be instituted by a rabbinical source.
The Svara was introduced by the Rabbanan, but it would seem to yield the Din Daraisa, I would think. And as long as the cross Svaro, this is a clear Svaro. And in this case, it's a Kal Vachomer, so if you say it's a bona fide Kal Vachomer, it has like a Din of a Drasha. But that's what I would think. So then it turns out that Mikra Megillah is Daraisa. And what should Hallel be also? Huh? Daraisa. Do people normally think of Mikra Megillah as Daraisa? Not really. Okay. So let's take a look at the Chassam Sofer. There's a Chassam Sofer in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, that addresses this point. Again, it's the Chassam Sofer in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Lamed Gimel. So he says a few things. Let me pull out the whole says, Kvias Yom Moed, Yom Asias Neis, Hu Kal V'Chomer Doraisa. Establishing a festival on a day when a miracle happened is a Kal V'Chomer Doraisa. Ulafi Anius Daiti, Lefize, says the Chasam Sofer, Yom Purim, V'Yimei Chanukah, Doraisa.
Whoa.
Now, first of all, where does he get Chanukah from? The Gemara was only talking about Purim. Right, where does he pull Chanukah out of? Huh? Right, it makes sense, right? If you but not only does it make sense, Rashi also says it. But if you look on Rashi Megillah, Daf Yadalad, Rashi says right there. He says that Kal V'Chomer that we said by Purim. That's how we also get Challah on Chanukah, and that's how we establish Chanukah.
But according to the Svara that says Hanukkah was from the Neis HaShemen, it isn't exactly from Lavis to Chaim. I mean, there was also the miracle of the saving of the nations, but according to that Svara, that it was because of the Neis HaShemen, then you don't have that Kal V'Chomer.
Right, right. If it was just the HaShemen, but apparently there was also because of the Milchama, so at least this Hallow. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can pull out the Rashi. On this. Right, Rashi says, this is, this Rashi. Sorry, I messed something up here. The Rashi's in Pesachim Daf Kufiyat Zayin Amar Aleph. I'm sorry. Rashi's in Pesachim Daf Kufiyat Zayin Amar Aleph. He says, Yalkot Tzora Shelo Tavo Aleihem Lishtama Al Yudin. Klomar, Shemchas V'Shom Tavo Tzora Aleihem V'Yoshim Mimena Omer Mosa Agul Asam Kigon Chanukah.
Okay.
So he says, Halal and Chanukah. In Megillah Daf Yudalit, it's the Ritva. The Ritva says, remember, we've proven that by Purim we say Mikra Megillah and Halal in principle. We should say, but except for some answers. So the Ritva says over there, "V'rabbonon the tikkun basar hachi near Chanukah, the samach nami ahay taima." So the Ritva seems to be focused not on the Pach Shemen, but on the Milchama. But you're right. If it was just the Pach Shemen, you wouldn't come on to that.
You also mentioned Chanukah, not the Halal.
Right. Right. That's a little interesting. He says, right. It's like the festival. No, it's the one. But no, they were saying. He's saying near Chanukah was because of the salvation. But it gets into another topic of what is the mitzvah of near Chanukah. Is near Chanukah fundamentally halal or is it halakha? So that gets into another topic. But you're right, it is a striking phrase. In any event, let's just get back to the Chasam Sofer. Okay, so the Chasam Sofer says, the Fiani is Daiti, the Fizeh, Yom Purim Yimei Chanukah Do'oraisa Hem. Ach Mala Asos Bahem, Im Lishloach Manot, O Lahadlik Neros, O Lahasos Zecher Acher, Zeu D'Rabbonon. Now, what's the Din D'Rabbonon on Purim and Chanukah? What the specifics are. Mishloach Manos is Rabbanon. But you got to do something. That's the right. What are you going to do exactly in the Rabbanon Rekoveh? Va'over, says the Chasam Sof, Ve'eno se'shum zecher le'mechanik Purim. Let's say a person wakes up on, already from Purim night and Chanukah night and Chanukah night and throughout the whole day, they don't do anything. They treat it like a regular day. A person who does that, over veino se shum zeichel mechanical perim over a mitzvahs asay doraisa. He doesn't say exactly what that mitzvah say is, but it seems to be lahaki. It's to be makitov takodish baruch hu on the day of hatzala. Ach haose shum zeichel. But if you do something, yemashia. No, let's say someone on Purim of Chanukah decides, I'm not going to light Chanukah candles on Chanukah, and I'm not going to lay Megillah, I'm not going to do Mishloach Manos. You know what I'm going to do? On Hanukkah, I'm going to unfurl like a big picture of a menorah in front of my house, okay? Or a big picture of a sufganiyah. And say, you know, Hanukkah, you know, and enjoy sufganiyah. I don't know, but something. So if a person does that, al koponim biyom echad mimei Hanukkah. Vafilu lo hidlet neros, velo shalach manas bepurim mechadom. Eino ela avayin drabanan. So he was over there on the din drabanan because the drabanan told us what to do, but the daraisa didn't violate because he at least recognized the day. And then he says, the efshar kriyas halel megillah havakal v'chom daraisa lo mashira, k'mo shetziva bepesach l'sapir b'tzis mitzrayim bepeh, etc. So he says, possibly, therefore, Kriyas Halel and Megillah, therefore, should be considered a Kal V'chomer Da'oraisa. Okay, at least Midrabanan, but possibly even Da'oraisa. In Siman Reish Ches, he also does the same thing. Fine. But in any event, this is a remarkable piece. Now we understand that there's this mechanism created in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalet that is a Kal V'chomer, right? If there is a Hatzalah, a real salvation, so there's a Kal V'chomer Daraisa, according to the Chassam Sofer. I mean, it seems to flow pretty naturally from the Gemara and Rishonim, but to make a Moed and possibly even say Halel Min HaTorah. Now, if someone would therefore stop us at this point and say, for Yom HaTzmaut and for Yom Yerushalayim, why then, should we say Halel? Shouldn't we say Halel based on the sources? So let's think. Based on what the Chassam Sofer was saying, as of this point, what would you say? I mean, Yom HaTzmaut, you know what happened? The Arab nations who were coming in. Yom Yerushalayim, you know that what they wanted to do. They didn't. We got them first, but Yom Yerushalayim for the Six-Day War, you know what they were doing in Eretz Yisrael before the Six-Day War? They were digging mass. There were thousands and thousands of graves. They were anticipating a massacre here in Eretz Yisrael, and those definitely sound like a real yeshua. So based on that, one should say that you should have in the rice of recognizing the day, even if people make a barbecue or they go on Tehillim. So it's true, Chazal are talking for us exactly what to do, but at least it fulfills the din d'oraisa something. Halel also, one would think that you should say. Yeah.
Isn't there a din d'oraisa even if there's no halal, basically? I don't really think that. No offense, that even maybe for a cook or and going on, but you should talk about Chazal that you're encouraging a new holiday. Maybe
it's not from Ben Gurion. I don't even Ben Gurion tell me if I'm saved.
Thanks. So, if you have it in the right and then, who tells you what to do, then you kind of make it up.
I'm saying, Sam Sofer is saying that if you're saved, then you use a Kal V'chomer in the right side.
You're saying even without any.
Right. If Chazal had not stepped in, if no one had come in and told us what to do on Purim or Hanukkah, right? Then what would be the din? You have to do something, right? That's what he said. Right. Okay. That's where we're at. Yeah.
Is there a reason to the mechanism of salvation when the Mar Nigo? Is there a reason to say that salvation has to be Hatzalah Rabbi?
Good. I'm going to get there.
The only thing I can think of is the reason the Gemara gave for why we might not say Halal on Purim. In other words, because we were still under Achashverosh, it wasn't a complete, it was a salvation. Lots of lives were saved, obviously, but we didn't get to our ideal state.
Right. That's a good point. Very fair point.
So perhaps after Yom HaTzmaut we have still had a lot of work to do.
Okay. Right. Okay. Good. These are good points. We're gonna mention. But I'm just saying, as of this point, like on the simple, it would seem okay. You know, we should be saying Hallel, make a Moed, something. Moreover, we saw Gemaras that referred to Akol Perek v'Perek, Akol Tzar Shalot Tavaleim. If there's some type of Yeshua, a major event, then one should say how, which would definitely seem to qualify. So it seems that there are numerous Gemaras that would tell us this. The Gemara Archon Daf Yudim Beis talks about a miracle. What type of miracle? Does it have to be a Nes Nigla? It talks about Purim. Even an ace nistar, a bilchoma, that seems to be enough. So, as of this point, it would seem that one would be justified, and not just justified, but obligated, in making a special day for Hallel. Now, there are some sources that might throw some cold water on this. Number one, there's a Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis. And a Tosfos Sukkah, Mem Dalad Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Kan. So Tosfos says, the Afilu Tzibur She'en Sham Kol Yisrael Yochid Karalu. If you have a large group of people, but it's not all of the Jewish people, then they are called a Yochid. And then he says Mishum. Okay, he goes into a whole thing. Mishum Darminu Barbei Pesachim Neviim Amru V'Tiknu Lam Yisrael Shiu Omrim Osal Kol Perak V'Perak Kol Tzav V'Tzara Shlo Tavein Ukishinigalin Omer Osal Agul Asan. And his proof is when it says Ukishinigalin Omer Osal, he feels that din that's brought down in the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yitzayin was talking about when all Klai Yisrael was saved. V'Lachain in Tanis, Daf Chof Ches, remember I said to you at the beginning that it says on these 18 days, who's Gomer V'Halal? Yochid, Gomer Sahar. V'lochach Nokat Yochid. And that list of 18, it specifically says Yochid, says Halal. The Chileka Kol Yisrael in Gomer Oso Elabe Elohayom. Because what's the Chiddush? Was Chanukah affecting all of the Jewish people? Api Pashtus. Wasn't. It was a specific group of people. So, he says, therefore, really, Hanukkah shouldn't have been on the list of 18. We shouldn't have been saying Hallel. But, for a special reason, we do it. Various Achronim give different answers for this, why Hanukkah. One answer, the famous answer that's given by for Hanukkah, is the, it's brought down in the Get Mekushar, and others bring this down, that Hanukkah was basically Beis HaMikdash oriented. It saved the Beis HaMikdash. So because of that, since it had such great impact for Klal Yisrael, it was such a central issue affecting all Klal Yisrael, so therefore it should be included as Hallel Shalom. Aval Geulas Kol Yisrael Omer Misol Le'olam. So it has to be a Geulas Kol Yisrael. If it's just a Yachid, then really, you don't say it unless it's a special, unless Chazal are telling us, or if you want to take that, if you want to say, unless it's some special reason, and you can figure out the key to that special reason.
So, why isn't the reason the Gemara gives for why Purim is not Hanukkah?
Huh?
Why isn't the reason the Gemara gives for why Purim?
Well, because Purim affected all Klal Yisrael. Right? Haman wanted to wipe out everybody.
Yeah, but they weren't all in immediate danger.
Yeah, they weren't all in immediate danger.
There were Jews outside of
no, everyone. According, I mean, the way Chazal understand, Achashverosh was ruling the world, and he wanted to do what Hitler tried. I mean, he wanted to kill everyone. Okay, that's Tosfos and Sukkah Daf Mem Dal. There's also a Meiri in Pesachim in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Meiri says, "Kol Yochid, any individual." And now, when we say individual, what do we mean again? It means anyone. If it's not all of Klal Yisrael, so Kol Yoch the Meiri's Imsachim Daf Kuf Yedzayin Amar Aleph Kol Yochid Sheiratzuhu Tzara. Any individual that a tzara occurs to them, V'nigal Himena, and they are saved. Rishai l'kvoa halel atzmo. They may have a halal for themselves, but also yom, but kol shana, you know, the doros. Ela she'enu mevorech alav. You don't say a bracha on such a halal. Okay? V'chein hadin b'chol tzibur v'tzibur. And similarly, if you're a tzibur, but you're not all Klal Yisrael. So the Meiri understands that unless it's all Klal Yisrael being saved, so then you're not going to say a halal with a bracha. And you're not even chayiv to say it. You were shy, you may, but when you do say it, you say it with without a bracha. So now let's think. Let's bring this back to us. Number one, is this something that affected Yom HaTzimut and Yom Yerushalayim? Is it something that was a salvation for all of the Jewish people? So you could debate it. There are those who say that it was just the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. It didn't immediately affect anybody else. So it should at best be Rishai to be Kovei Halel, but you know, you may, and without a bracha. Or alternatively, you no halal at all. Okay? Tosfos in Sukkah would say there's no halal. The Miri would say halal without a bracha. The counter argument might be that what does it mean to affect all of Klal Yisrael? Like what we've said, Chanukah. Why was Chanukah included? Because of the Mikdash. The Mikdash is so central. So can you argue having a Medinas Yisrael today is central for all, affects all Jews. All Jews all over the world are safer today because there is a Medinas Yisrael. There's a very strong argument to be made for that. Maybe you should argue, therefore, it should be included. But on the other hand, a good counter-argument is that maybe you need Chazal to make that point. That's also a fair argument. Furthermore, it was raised that why Purim doesn't have Halal. So there are various answers brought down in the Gemara, but one of them was that we were still under the thumb of Achashverosh. It wasn't a complete geula. Again, here too, in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, anyone who, you just read the paper, if you just hear the news, you know that we're not, we're still not exactly completely where we want to be. And so maybe that's a reason not to say Halel for Yom HaTzimut, Yom Yerushalayim. On the other hand, you could argue that we were saved, we were completely saved, and we can defend ourselves. Rav Amital Zatzal, I remember hearing him directly say to us that if after the Holocaust we were, let's say, given not Eretz Yisrael, let's say we were given Uganda, we made our own Medina in Uganda, that we could defend ourselves. He said, in his opinion, we would also say Halal, because we would be saved. He said, Achas kam v'kama, right? That we got Eretz Yisrael as well. But he was saying that the idea, the key point is that we're saved, that we have it's an incredible thing, we can defend ourselves. But anyway, there are certainly arguments in both directions. The Chasam Sofer, we're almost out of time, but the Chasam Sofer in Orachaim in Kuf Tzadi Aleph also raises some other issues that we have to consider. He points out there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that tells us that there was something called the Megillas Tanis. The Megillas Tanis, has anyone here ever seen the Megillas Tanis? You can get it. I mean, it's not so difficult. I have one at home. It's basically Megillah reciting all the days that you're not supposed to fast, and you're not, even though it says Megillas Tanis, you think it's the Megillah of all the days you're supposed to fast. It's all the days you're not supposed to fast. Now, it's all the festivals. So there was a Megillas Tanis. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis says that all these days that people have forgotten about were actually canceled, except for Hanukkah and Purim. So Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amud Beis says these days brought down in Megillas Tanis were all canceled except for Hanukkah and Purim. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer says there are some achronim who had a problem with establishing any type of festival after that. Like, for example, the Prichodesh. The Prichodesh says, the Prichodesh is an Or Chaim, Zimetov Tzadi Vav. The Prichodesh says, listen, if Chazal were Mevatel all those festivals, who are we to start new ones? That's what the Prichodesh asks. So the Chasam Sofer doesn't like that. He neutralizes it, and he says, listen, he says, in his opinion, the reason why Chazal or Mevatel, all those other days brought down in the Megillas Tanis, was because those days were associated with the Mikdash. They had something to do with the Mikdash. And once the Mikdash was Nechrav, so it doesn't make any sense to celebrate those days. But if I have other days that have nothing to do with Mikdash, if I have other salvations, so why not have a festival? If it doesn't have to do with the Mikdash, so I'll make another festival. If it's a festival that was associated with Beis HaMikdash, so fine. I can understand now that it was Nechrav, which we're not going to make anymore. But if I have a festival just about salvation, he's safe. Let's do this. The Chasam Sofer writes. He writes, "Anan kaimelan b'teila chutz michanako mishum de mefarsim mitzvasa upurim mishum de enlo shaychus bebeis hamikdash klal." Why was Purim not nullified? Because there's nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash. So anything that's like Purim, any other salvation, we should be able to save. So we should be able to make it. And Chanukah is an exception. That was like an unusual gula. And again, part of some of the first answer, because it did have to do with reestablishing it was so unbelievable that it reestablished the something that gives us hope for the future. Or such an unbelievable nais that Chazal wanted to mefarsim that miracle.
Surely we're not going to make a halal on Yom HaShemut. We have to make some sort of halal from the end of the Holocaust where all the Jews were in danger. Like, it would be questionable what day exactly, but when one of the camps were liberated or whatever, where all the Jews did leave.
Well, I understand your point, but usually when people think of a Yeshua, they think about where they were endangered and they were saved. With the end of the Holocaust, I don't think people viewed it that way. Even though I understand on one level, you know, we were the Sherius HaPleita, you know, and now we've grown so much, Baruch Hashem. But the sense of triumph and of salvation wasn't really there for the people who were
triumph and salvation, but the Jews that were supposed to be killed didn't end up being killed.
I understand, but like, all their relatives were, I mean, their children. You know, it's a very unusual and crazy situation that occurred. It's crazy. And to say that it was like a Yeshua doesn't capture the same power. I understand what you're saying, but it was different. I think, you know, the other models that we have are where we were on the brink of disaster, and we were relatively unscathed, if not at all.
Include the Holocaust in their
star? Not that I saw. In fact, Rav Avadya Yosef, he feels that we should say Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut, but he says that we should say it without a bracha. Why? Because so many Jews were killed in the war. So even though like it was Yeshua, he said the fact that so many died already removes it from the model. In the classic model, you know, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. I mean, he spoke about this, and it's recorded. I have the makor for you. It's in Gesher. It's a chaveret called Gesher, page 9. It's page 23. The chaveret was published in 1969. So the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik is of the opinion that the only type of Yeshua that we say Hallel for is Yeshua that galvanized Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, to basically metamorphose into a spiritual entity that we weren't before. Did that happen in the wake of Yom HaTzmaut? Not so clear. Yom Yishalayim maybe more so, but even then he said he wasn't so convinced. Rabbi Soloveitchik also said, "Oh, there's so many sfeikos over here." So he said, "Say it without a bracha." Historically, the Rabbanut originally with Yom Ha'atzmaut actually said to say halal, but without a bracha. The first one to really introduce it with a bracha was Rav Goren. He wanted to have it with a bracha. Rav Avadya, so he was the Ashkenazic chief rabbi, and Rav Avadya Yosef said no, he was against it. He said say it, but without a bracha. Rav Amital Zatzal also from what I remember also said halal without a bracha. Just recently I went to Rav Lichtenstein about this question. There's a community in Eretz Yisrael. I know the Rav. There we're friends, and he said in his community up until now they've been saying halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut without a bracha. So he said, but there are some people in the community that approached him and said they're willing to say halal with a bracha as the shliach tzibur, and anyone who wants to be yotze, they'll be yotze the bracha. What does he think? Will he allow that? So the fellow asked me to speak to Rav Lichtenstein. If Rav Lichtenstein thought this was a good idea, should he do it? So I asked Rav Lichtenstein, and Rav Lichtenstein said to me, there's no reason, he doesn't see any reason for them to do it. They don't have to change. He said, if there's a big machlokus in the community, that's one thing. He said, but if basically you have him doing it, then some people are willing to do it for the tzibur. He said, he didn't see any reason to do it. And he said, he's like me. He said, I don't say halal with the bracha. He seemed to be pretty strong to leave it the way it is. I never asked him that question. I didn't get the sense that he would think that it's a, I guess he feels it's a chashash bracha levatal. But he wouldn't say that it's vaday bracha levatal. I never asked him, but I think he would say it's a chashash bracha levatal.
Well, what happened to the yeshiva?
So the yeshiva, Rav Lichtenstein did not establish the nusach, and that Rav Amital did. So the yeshiva has somebody who says the, says it with a bracha. Right, but he was willing to let other people.
According to Rav Dukhara, he said that the yeshiva felt that since all of most characters from Minagar is filled, say, with a bracha, they didn't want to be poorish from that. But the yeshiva didn't want to say
In any event, this is a very. It's a complicated topic. Obviously, added to this topic, by the way, is the question: when do you say the halal? Immediately after Shacharis, or do you say it at the end? Rabbi Soloveitchik actually said to say it at the end, not right afterwards, even without a bracha and at the end of davening. But others say no, like Rosh Chodesh, just like halal Rosh Chodesh, it's not on the list of 18, and yet we say it right after Chazor Shachat. So too, we can do this right afterwards. But I want to point out is, I'm sure just by seeing these sources, you see that this is not necessarily an issue of are you Zionist or not a Zionist. You know, are you a Dati Lumi or not a Dati Lumi? There are other issues. There are serious issues, halachic issues, and it shouldn't necessarily be based on, and you shouldn't be deciding halacha, on hashkafa alone. Hashkafa is part of it. I don't want to deny that, but I think you can see that that even if a person can believe that this is totally Yad Hashem, the Hakamas HaMedina and all the Nisim that happened are totally Yad Hashem, and Hashem wants us to exist and flourish here, and this is what we should be involved in. Nonetheless, there are serious questions, and it might lead to either no halal or halal without a bracha, or maybe halal with a bracha. But either way, Bez Hashem, we should be zocha. All of Yisrael should be united in the tefillah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu one day.